Shop Woodhouse Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram during the Start Something New sales event going on now. Start your year off right in a brand new Ram. The Ram gives you the ruggedness you need for your work projects and the luxury you deserve for everyday driving. And we're bringing you some of the best deals to get your year started in a new truck. Shop online at WoodhouseChryslerJeepDodge.com or stop out and see us for a test drive in Blair. Bringing the best deals to you. This is Woodhouse.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
A lot of good stuff this past week. In case you didn't hear everything live, we talked to Sanjay Gupta yesterday. He was on the appetizer today, but he's also on the podcast. He was fun.
Saw the trailer for that Mina Suvari movie, and it looks like a story. Well, not things that blow up in car chases.
Well, it wasn't supposed to be a show.
It was just a tight thriller.
Yeah.
Looked interesting.
Yeah. On VOD, digital, and in theaters today.
Is it? Okay. I like Rainn Wilson a lot, too. Mr. Evans, Friday, got big plans for the weekend.
I'm going to win the lottery. I'm going to win two of them.
Oh, I want to
win. I'm winning $1 billion.
I got to go buy those.
I do want to win the lottery. Both are due tonight or what? One's tonight, one's tomorrow night? What?
Tonight's Mega Millions, tomorrow's Powerball.
All right, I got to stop and get
some. There's like, what, $1.5 billion between them or something?
Yeah, but that doesn't count.
I better do that before I get home or I ain't going to leave the house. What?
I don't like the idea of adding them together.
No. No, because you're not going to win.
Because you're not winning one, let alone two.
You're not winning two.
But you could.
There's no, the chance. Odds of winning two are...
It's got to be zero.
I mean, there's a chance.
Well, let's just say...
You're saying there's a chance.
They just said, no, right. The odds of winning both are not...
Beyond astronomical.
Right.
Can you imagine how much the entire country would hate you if you were that guy who won both?
Imagine how much I wouldn't care.
Yes, I can imagine that.
Well, let's not do both.
I would buy my own country, and everybody would love me.
This little island I bought features nobody who hates me.
What are they both worth? Well, what's one worth, first of all?
$750.
I think that's a Powerball?
What's that after?
Let's see here. The Mega Millions is $750. The Powerball, $640. The cash option for the Mega Millions is $550. The cash option for the Powerball, $478.
Okay, so that's basically
say $350 for both of them.
That's $100 million. So let's take it down another. So probably $500 million total, or maybe $600 million.
I think you go $650 clear.
Clear. That's you are amongst the richest people in the world in the country. Not the top five, but you're also $650 clear. You're right. You got more money than the guys like, you know, the famous with Bono, all those kind of guys have $400 or $500 million.
Yeah.
You got more than them right away.
You're getting paid a little more than Mahomes.
Right. Mahomes, you're all at once, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably in the upper 0.1%.
Oh, yeah.
With that kind of money.
And my knees aren't in as much danger as his day in, day out.
Well,
if I won one of those, I'd probably.
Those are for other reasons.
Yeah. If I won one of those, we'd. I'd pay you guys. We wouldn't have to come Tuesday. Yeah. Sorry,
But we're back on Wednesday morning.
Right.
No, I'd pay you guys.
We're not taking 2 days off.
I'd pay you guys enough to quit, too.
Yeah. Somebody's got to feed this kid in here.
That's right.
This orphan would starve.
Open the door. He's free range then.
That's Jim's job.
Yeah. You could buy him a shack or something.
Yeah, we're not going to win the lottery. But, you know, good for people that do.
Yeah. Get all those kids' pinball machines.
That'd be one of the things, you're right. Now.
One for every house.
Right.
At least one.
Right.
Yeah. You could get a bathroom that just has one right in front of the... You could just sit on the toilet and play kids' pinball.
I'm sure for the right amount of money.
You do aim high, Nick.
Right.
You write a big enough check.
Talk about a dream.
Gene would just move in with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you'd like that.
Yeah. But not where you live now. Not your house. I mean, not your town either.
No, I think the way you do that, Todd, is you pay Gene to put like a guest house on his property that you have access to at any time. Right. You can just go stay with Gene whenever you want.
Yeah, he wants to stay with Paul.
Oh yeah, right. I think Paul's a good cook.
I think it'd be more. I think it'd be a better deal to probably buy staying with Ace. You can probably get him for a lot cheaper.
But Ace is a nut job. Ace, you got to hear him talk about Trump all the time. You don't want to hear that.
But you could pay him not to.
Yeah.
You just be like, dude, play the solo from Detroit Rock City.
Once again, I think all of my dreams are a little bit higher than Nick's right now.
He's setting a low bar. That is true.
Right. Kiss Pinball Machine might be, I might, further down the list.
Well, you'd have the cash. You could buy a truck and put the pinball machine in the back.
Oh, man. I don't know what I'd do with all that money, but.
I know I'd never hear the words, tomorrow there's a blizzard warning.
Nope. Never.
Ever again.
Nope.
Ever again.
Unless it was about somewhere else you are thousands of miles from.
It would not be on my local TV screen going, hey, worry about tomorrow because there's a blizzard.
It may be if I'm at my mountain home.
Yeah. Maybe.
Then I would have my private jet to fly me out of there that night.
But I tend to be at the mountain home probably in the summer.
Yeah.
You'd have to cut a check to people you know.
Oh, yeah.
To relatives and friends.
To tell them to shut up.
Just be like, hey, here, there's one time.
Right. One time, don't go.
Yeah, that's always been nice. It's like, I'm giving you once, don't ever come again. Don't ask for money again.
That's why you want to win the money that just takes care of you.
That $5,000 a week or something?
That's it.
That one?
That's the one. It's actually, there's $10,000 a week, too.
Oh, is there now?
Yeah. But here's the one, there's both. They have both. One of them I like now is $5,000 a week for life, and then you pick somebody to get $5,000 a week. And guess who wins that?
My wife.
So that's kind of a weird one there.
Now you got to go with the kid or something.
I'm probably going to help go with the kid.
But make sure that, you know, work out a deal with the kid that they got to take care of mom. Because the kid's life is, you're assuming, going to be worth a lot more years than their mother.
Okay, but put yourself in this situation. I thought about that too. You're 16 and somebody says you have $5,000 a week for life. You ain't working.
No.
You are not working. No. You might go to school if you like school. If you don't like school, you're not working.
Oh, I would have bought liters of LSD.
Is it available by the liter?
Well, liquid. we're about to find out. But
I was not aware.
I would a big jug of liquid acid.
You didn't say liquid acid.
What is that, $260,000 a year?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't need. I could live comfortably on $260,000 a year.
Most everybody could, unless you're rich, you know. But at that age, come on. Of course, you're living. That's the rest of your life. By the way,
you could also find a way to piss that away over a weekend.
And you're getting another check every week.
Every weekend.
Every week.
You might need a job in your 20s and 30s when you are.
So you're not killing
pissing the $5,000 away every week.
I don't think so, puss. Think about that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
21 years of age, you have $260,000. Now, you're not clearing it, but you're making $260,000 a year. You're not working.
No, but
you're
at 21.
You're volunteering. You're maybe starting a business.
But you're not going to be smart with the money to start off with.
Right, because you're going to think at $260,000 at 21 that you have all the money in the world, and then you're going to figure out after a while that you don't.
Yeah, but then you still, every week, you're getting a check for $5,000.
Yeah, you get the opportunity to start over every Monday morning every Monday. When that check shows up, you know?
Right. Oh, I blew last week's check, but I got another one.
Oh, man, I shouldn't have done that. Oh, there's the next check.
Right. You're going to be a 21-year-old MC Hammer.
Oh, you're going to be drunk, yeah.
You're going to be, run out of money pretty quickly.
Yeah,
because people will give you loans.
Then
the check goes to them.
Yep.
Right. Oh, cool, but you've got a racehorse.
Yep.
And a Kiss pinball machine.
Well, a starving racehorse.
Oh, I saw those guys once. They were great.
Right.
The starving racehorses.
The racehorse needs maintenance.
Whatever. You don't want him looking like the orphan in the office there.
But see, that's the lottery that seemed, even though that one's ridiculous, hardly anybody wins that either. But that's the one, the $10,000 a week is more money, obviously. But that one where $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 come in every week is what you want. That way you don't have the hassles of a guy that made $40 million all at once.
Yeah.
All your family.
Yeah, you'd still have to get a nice Christmas presents.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You don't have to answer all the calls for buddy.
You'd be nice. You'd pay your nephew more for the joke you bought from him, you know? You do that.
Or maybe you do, you know, maybe you start up the Vinny Testaverde cell phone plan for everybody. Your cell phone's on me.
Right.
Kosar. That was Bernie Kosar.
Bernie Kosar. Sorry, I'm confusing my Browns quarterbacks.
That would suck if you got that and you got so far behind in debt that you were you know, getting $7,000 a week and you're just broke.
That would be the problem of a kid that age. I get that. But we're not kids that age, you know.
Yeah, you'd want that. You would want to win that, like, at about 30.
Yes. Once you've been through some stuff.
Right, yeah. Live your 20s in poverty like you should.
Like everybody should, right.
And then about 30 or so, hit that and then be smart with it.
Maybe if you get a clue about money management.
But I think the key about that is, although Craig's right, they will give you loans. If you don't take the loans out, every Monday morning, there's another $5,000.
Cha-ching!
That's a lot of money, man.
Yeah, it is.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, you could wake up every week and fly wherever you wanted.
Yes.
I was curious. I wanted to ask that couple that was in here that won the lottery.
Yes.
I bet you they are deluged by credit card and credit companies. Oh, you want some more money?
Right.
They must just get hammered with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much did they win?
I'd forgotten. They were both in the studio with us, and it was enough where they could both quit work. And
40,
they both,
50 mil, maybe?
Yeah, it was like 40, 50 million, right? And they were really nice people. He had a brand new, what was it? We walked outside and saw it.
Vet.
Was it a vet?
Yeah.
Something, yeah.
And she bought a brand new $70,000 car herself. But it was a lot of money, and they built a extension on their house. He likes doing things there. I remember that. They built like a big barn. But I remember she was a nurse's aide. This is my favorite part of the story. And I remember reading in the paper before we met them that she was going to continue to work.
My son worked with her.
And that drives me crazy when I hear people say that. And I know they mean it. They mean it like by their heart. They go, I want to try. She was there a day.
Yeah.
And somebody told her to wipe an ass, and she left. And we had her on the studio with us, and I said, how long did that last? She goes, a day. I said, of course it did. You're a nurse's aide. That's a brutal, brutal job.
When she said, I don't need this S, she literally meant, I don't need this S.
And he quit immediately. I know
because
that.
Because they have, you know, genuine FU money.
Yeah.
Yep.
And my dad always had a good point about that. I always thought it was pretty, it was more of an unselfish point of view as opposed to the kind I always have. If you keep your job, you're keeping that job from somebody that needs it.
True.
And that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
So every time I hear about somebody that won 40, 50 million, I'm going to keep my job. That means you're keeping that job from somebody else. Yeah.
I would give a 2-second notice at the pharmacy.
You'd be like a cartoon out the door.
Yeah. You would give a notice.
Why would you even give a notice?
Well, I would show up and be like, I quit and I'm ordering lunch for everybody. See ya.
Oh, that's nice.
And then there would be a Nick-shaped hole in the wall as you ran through it.
Well, I got to go in and get my Bo Jackson poster from my cube.
Of course you have a Bo Jackson
poster.
That makes
sense.
I hate talking lottery. Nobody wins it. Except that couple we knew.
Until they do. Yeah. That's the thing.
I know.
Nobody wins it until somebody does.
I know.
And you're going to buy that ticket and go, it's not going to be me, and then it will be.
Right. Okay, but how many people are just absolutely certain that this is their time?
Yeah.
Too many.
It's this lottery that they're going to win.
There's too many of those. And that drives me crazy. Oh,
they're just certain. Right. They can feel it coming. It's if not this one, it's the next one.
Right. That's what keeps it going.
See, I just look at the $2 or $4 or whatever that I spend as I'm buying the chance to sit around and dream about
it. Right.
You know?
But I forget to go. I'll forget to go today.
Yeah, that makes it tough.
It's brutal here today. If I don't go to the store on the way home from work, I'm not going to be leaving my house.
Like, see, I'm not going to spend any money today, but I spent several minutes dreaming about it.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you can look at the ticket, and then you get the next morning, you know, because I'm not going to stay up till 10 o'clock when they make the drawing.
No, God forgot.
Who does that? You know? And I'll get up the next morning and look at it and go, what, did I? Oh, no, I didn't. Yeah. But it's that half a second. You might.
Well, you start with, did anyone win it?
Yeah. True. I just usually go right to their website, so.
Oh, on those deals, I wait to see, well, did anyone win it? No. Okay, well, then I certainly didn't.
Right.
Or did anyone win it? Okay, was it in this state?
Yeah.
Because that'll show up, too.
And a lot of guys do that old joke. I've had a couple guys do this joke, and they're still married. But their joke was, and they meant it, really, that they go home and say, we won the lottery.
Pack your bags.
Pack your bags, and you give the wife half and say, where are you going? I don't know, but you're leaving. I know one guy.
Pretty sure I know one of those guys.
I know two of those guys.
I think the one I'm thinking of is the one we know in common.
No, I know two guys back east, but I might know a third guy here. Yeah.
Wasn't there a guy?
They neither of them have kids with these women, but they've been married for a while, and they would just say they basically both. Oh no, no, no! I win the lottery. Obviously, she gets half, and then she leaves.
That's their.
The one I'm thinking of is the one who also said he would bang Jennifer Aniston on his wife's casket.
Oh yeah.
That would probably cost some money. Yeah.
Unhappy marriages would end in that situation. Because a lot of people stay together because there's a lot of things happening.
Yeah,
nobody wants to be in the basement. Nobody wants to be in a different house paying for two houses.
Money gives you options.
Right. Yes, it does. But then how many people do you know with money that got divorced?
Yeah, but
you hear about it all the time. You can still get into another bad relationship
because you're done with that one.
Oh,
sure.
They're all over.
Oh, yeah.
And it ain't got nothing to do with money.
And you're still the same person.
And then some young hottie's going to go after you because you got money.
And you're going to believe that for a second.
And you're going to marry that for a second.
Craig is just a hopeless romantic, you know?
Yeah, he is.
Bad relationships are everywhere.
They are. But if you hear that joke and you're thinking, God, I wish I could do that, you should probably get out.
I agree with you, but they can't.
If you're that freaking miserable.
I don't even think they're miserable. I just think that they'd rather do other stuff without that person.
They're stuck.
Yeah. Well, then do it.
Well, they can't because they both have paychecks and nobody could live by themselves. These two particular situations I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think I'd rather have half the money I have now and not be miserable if that was the case.
Yeah, but sometimes, Todd, they're not even going to have half by the time they lose the income of the other person and start paying child support and whatever else comes along with the divorce. You're going to be living in the divorce dad flop house apartment complex.
Yeah. There's one out by my name.
You know? Yeah. One bedroom for $285 a month.
They call it Divorce Dad Hill. It's out by the funny bone. I'll point to it next time we're out there. I know two or three guys up there that were divorced, living Divorce Dad Hill. Well, good luck with that lottery there.
And we
gave you a bunch of ideas there. Leave your wife, buy Kiss pinball machines, and buy liters of LSD.
And don't be anywhere near snow.
Oh, yeah. Unless you like it.
Speaking of snow, in Florida, they have to get the COVID vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
In Florida specifically, they don't have a residency requirement there to get the vaccine.
Good. So
they're pissed that everybody and their brother is going to Florida to get the vaccine.
If I lived down there, I'd go.
No.
In that area.
This is people that aren't even snowbirds.
I know.
They don't even live there half the time.
So there's vaccines
that are flocking to Florida to get their vaccine, and Florida's pissed. They're saying, hey, wait a minute. Y'all can't be coming over here all the time.
Well, we got people to take care of. There's no rule against them. Make a rule against them.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what they're going to have to do.
Vaccine tourism?
Yes.
I'm hoping when Biden takes over, the national sites are for everybody.
They do call it vaccine tourism, Todd.
We're hoping
that's exactly what it is.
What sort of dystopian hell are we living in?
Right. I'm hoping that, exactly. When Biden takes over and the National Guard takes over and the tents start showing up, that's for everybody. Because we live in a state where the guy won't care and might even fight Biden. You know that, Craig. We talked about this.
Yeah, if I got to do
it. Your dad can't get one yet.
Nope.
He's in his mid-80s.
Yep.
Because they don't come to this part of the populated part of the state because of rickets.
If I got to drive to Colorado to get that drug, too.
Yeah. Iowa, here I come. I'd go anywhere right now. If I was guaranteed a shot in Florida, I mean, if I was guaranteed I'd get down and get in line and get one, I'd go. And if that makes me feel selfish, I don't care.
Did you hop in the RV?
Yeah. I lost my dad. I don't care. I want the shot.
Are you saying our governor would derail things just to spite Biden?
Yes.
I would think it would be for votes for next time for whatever he wants to run for.
Thank you, Craig.
He's got to take a stand.
That's not my idea. That wasn't my – I didn't make that up myself. I've been seeing that by other people that study this more than hell I do.
Right. I don't know what level of unconscionable that is, but apparently people are tolerant of that level of unconscionable.
Well, no, he's horrible.
Unbelievable.
Yes, it is.
I'm sorry. I should purge that word from my vocabulary nothing's unbelievable anymore.
No, it isn't. For the cult, it's not.
Yeah, nothing's too low.
Right.
And then, I don't know if this is bad, the story about a guy who lost his fantasy football league. And so the loser of this particular fantasy football league had to do something.
Got to pay off.
Isn't that most famous one in Omaha?
The tattoo league.
The tattoo league, yeah.
Yeah.
Those guys.
So this guy out of Georgia, the guy who finished last in this thing.
Had to storm the Capitol.
Had to spend 24 hours at the Waffle House eating waffles.
Oh, God.
The first hour would be great.
But he had to just sit there.
24 hours eating waffles.
No, he's not going to eat the whole time. He can't physically do that.
He ate 18 of them.
Okay.
He's live streamed the whole thing on social media. And for every waffle he would eat, he was able to knock an hour off the time sitting at the table.
I got it. Well, then he only stayed there 6 hours.
He ate 18 of them.
You said knocked an hour off.
Huh?
It's 6 hours?
Yeah. For every waffle you eat, you knocked an hour off.
It took him longer than 6 hours to eat 18.
Got it.
I'm sure.
I got it. So once he ate 18.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
No.
It was 5 hours he ate 18.
Then he was done.
And it left him with a $49 tab. Over those 5 hours, his friends on social media raised money for his server. And she ended for having to, wander back and forth. They got her $1,100 in his 5 hours.
Wow.
This is all too good.
That's the beautiful thing.
Yeah, good for her.
This was all too good. That's a nice thing.
Yeah.
She was praying he was going to wrap that thing up before shift change.
Plus, that's some really
good. Well, she didn't know that. She didn't know that there was a live fundraiser going on at the time.
She probably nice hated surprise. That guy.
Exactly.
Another waffle for this asshole?
Yeah.
Oh, $1,100?
Okay.
Did you get anything else, sir?
Another waffle?
Plus, yeah. there's a good chance he was a total douchebag, too.
I wish I'd known about this, because that
first
is some
fantasy football.
Very compelling Facebook Live stuff.
Yeah.
I'd have been tweeting all of you. I'd have been texting all of you. There's a guy eating waffles for hours.
We wouldn't have been watching you, though.
Yeah. No. Yeah. We don't do those sorts of things.
You would have seen the icon up in the corner, and it would say, like, 3.
Yeah. Here's your 17th waffle,
I'm
prick.
Curious what his maximum audience was when he was Facebook Live-ing.
Well,
that.
You can mock him all you want, but she got $1,100.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
So you can mock this, that, and the other thing.
No, I'm happy
you can
for
mock
her.
Them. They did a wonderful thing. People donated, did wonderful things. She walked away with $1,100. Yes, let's mock them.
Well, you got to give credit to the waffles.
It was too good. It was too good. I like more of the degrading ones.
You
got
to give credit to the rest of that fantasy league for coming up with something like that. Because usually just, you're going to have to graft a pair of buffalo horns to your head.
Yeah,
exactly. They would come up with a bet like that.
Yeah. You got to poop in front of us, something like that. Yeah. All right.
Oh, God.
We got to go.
Who's the loser there? I'm not sure why you think that's winning, Tyler.
It's not. It's Friday, that's why.
Oh, okay.
All right. See you tomorrow.
Good night.
See
Tuesday.
You Tuesday. Best of Monday. Best of Monday. Bomb back Tuesday. Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.